I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Maureen Psyla Dombrowski. She's program coordinator for New Mexico Computer Science for All, which is a program of the Santa Fe Institute. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
And I'd also like to welcome Megan Hill and Desmond Block. They are students at Monte del Sol Charter School. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Let's talk for a moment. This is Computer Science and Education Week, which probably most of our listeners didn't know. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that while we are here in the United States supposedly high-tech leaders in one way or another, there's a massive shortage of computer scientists. What's going on?
Yes, it ends up that the number of computer science majors in college has been decreasing steadily, except for the last year. And so we're heading towards a situation where we have about half as many computer science graduates as we have jobs to be filled.
And so this is something where if more students would be majoring in computer science, they would have jobs waiting for them the moment they graduated from college?
They would have jobs waiting for them the moment they graduate from college.
Very interesting. So why this gap?
Well, there's a lot of debate about why that is, but there is some data that shows that people who major in computer science in college have exposure to computer science in high school. And the number of computer science classes in high school has been diminishing because the number of teachers who can teach computer science has been diminishing. Most people who can teach computer science can get a much higher paid job outside of academia in all levels of academia.
Including high school.
Including
so
high
you'd have
school.
To have a real calling to be a high school teacher of computer science. Otherwise, you could make way more doing IT for some company or whatever.
Way more. And have better benefits overall and more respect. You know, teachers don't have too much respect in our country. So.
Right. And this is a phenomenon of what? The last 20 years? 30 years? How long has this been going on?
No, I'd say maybe 15 years. There was a big increase in the number of schools that offer computer science, and now it's been diminishing. Only 9% of the high schools offer AP computer science class in our country. In 35 of the 50 states in the U.S., you can't use computer science as part of your graduation requirements. So it's not emphasized as a STEM topic. So there is no overall push for the country to increase the number of high school teachers in computer science.
And meanwhile, we have what appears to be a declining of standards all around. I mean, I remember being in the third grade and struggling with and finally mastering long division, dividing a six-digit number by a three-digit number. Mm. Now we're talking about whether or not students can read in the third grade.
Right.
So what are you doing at Santa Fe Institute?
Santa Fe Institute has a program with the National Science Foundation to increase the number of teachers who teach computer science at the high school level and to teach them computer programming through modeling and simulation. And then the teachers turn around and teach a new computer science class based on the same methodology. So there's some information, some indication that computer science taught through modeling and simulation is more approachable to students, and students like it more. They enjoy the class more, so they're more likely to continue on.
Now, that's what the two of you, Desmond and Megan, are doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tell our audience about what you're actually studying and learning and modeling.
So we model, like, real-life situations. Sort of, we've done ecosystems and
What's an example? Like, you do an ecosystem, do you go out into the ecosystem and collect data?
No, we kind of just go based off of, like, what we know. Like, I'm doing my final project on a rabbit and wolf ecosystem. So I have patches that own grass, and then I have rabbits that eat grass, and I have wolves that eat rabbits, and I have to have, like, a balanced ecosystem based off of that.
And so then you try to make a model that is balanced?
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. So you're not describing reality. You're trying to find a balance that would make a good reality.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, Desmond, what are you doing?
Well, for my final project, at Monte del Sol, we have the mentorship program where you can go out into the community and find a mentor in a field that you are interested in a future career in. And so since seventh grade, and I'm a junior now, so this is my fifth year in the mentorship program, I've been in a chemistry mentorship with a retired chemist, and we've been working to create a closed system that is zero emission solar power. And my final project is to try and create a computer simulation of that.
And so this is, again, using the tools of modeling.
Right. Just trying to simplify it so that I can easily model it.
Tell us a little bit more about that system, like what's involved in it, what are the inputs and so on.
Well, basically, the sun would shine into a solar panel or solar collector and heat up a certain chemical solution, and this chemical, when it gets heated up, releases carbon dioxide gas, and that would turn a turbine and create electricity. And then after that, it would be moved to a colder area, and we're thinking that would probably be underground, since it's colder under the ground. And then it would reabsorb the carbon dioxide that it lost, and from there it would move back into the heat and back and forth, as long as the sun's shining.
Now, do either one of you look forward to a possible career in computer science?
I don't know. I really enjoy most of it, but there are some things that are a little hard to grasp. And I think I would actually enjoy going into a career based on computer programming. But I don't know, maybe not computer programming itself, just like a sub degree, I guess.
Uh-huh. What about you?
Computer science is definitely one of my main interests. I've always been interested in computers, and I'm definitely considering going into computer science as a degree, maybe career.
So you have students all over Santa Fe who are involved in this program, Maureen?
So we have one school in Santa Fe that has implemented this program so far.
Monte del Sol.
We have 10 schools throughout the state of New Mexico that are implementing the program. In Gallup and Deming, Rio Rancho, and Las Cruces. One thing I wanted to mention is that even though you don't necessarily want to, a student doesn't necessarily want to major in computer science, you need computer science, or you can use computer science in any science field, in any field altogether, in psychology, in any of the social sciences, economics,
climate science,
or you know, social sciences also use computer science much more in modeling and simulation of social situations or demographic situations or anything like that.
Now, what these students are doing and what you guys are doing at the Santa Fe Institute is involved with something called complexity science, which you use to bring to young people just because it's so darn interesting.
It's interesting and it's accessible to almost all age groups, from elementary school through forever.
What are the basic principles of complexity science for the people out in Radioland who don't know what this is?
Well, the type of complexity science that we use is agent-based modeling, or utilizes agent-based modeling. And the premise of that is that you have individual agents, whether they be rabbits or foxes or wolves or atoms or anything, things that can be identified as a unit, an individual unit, and they interact with one another using relatively simple rules. You don't need to have any advanced math to do agent-based modeling, which is significantly different from other types of modeling. And because of the rules, the simple rules that agents follow, they get sort of emerging behavior. Say, for instance, birds flocking. Well, the birds, each individual bird, might follow a set of rules that might include, well, I want to stay close to my neighbor, but not too close. And if a predator comes, I want to get out of the way. And based on those simple rules, which you can program in to an agent-based modeling package of software, then you can get flocking behavior. You can demonstrate that flocking behavior.
So you can basically put a bunch of little dots, call them birds, give them those two rules, and the image you see on the screen looks an awful lot like a flock of birds.
Right, it looks very much like a flock of birds or a school of fish.
Which has got to be really cool.
It's very cool. It's very cool. And so because the math is very minimal that you need, you can avoid that difficulty, and you can use modeling and simulation with any level of math, even elementary school children. And so that makes, I think, learning computer science through modeling and simulation makes it more interesting. And because we can use this agent-based modeling to allow them to do simulation and modeling, that works out very well for the students.
So meanwhile, you guys are learning the tools of computer programming and having an interesting experience while doing it.
Right.
So when people get out of college who've studied computer science and there are all these jobs waiting for them, what kind of jobs are we talking about?
Oh, all sorts of jobs. They can do modeling and simulation. They can work in, say, the field of biology and do modeling and simulation to do that. They can be programmers for Google. They can do web development. They can be IT personnel in a company. They can do, there's a wide variety of jobs available, not just necessarily programming jobs, but there's hardware jobs associated with computer science and there's software jobs associated with computer science. So the computer science is applicable to all different types of people.
And so these jobs that are just waiting to be filled and we don't have enough Americans to fill them, what are these different groups doing? Are they hiring people from other countries, basically?
Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're trying to train in-house. Sometimes they're taking high school teachers instead of who have learned computer science and may not have a degree in computer science. They take people and train them, and sometimes they export the jobs.
And actually, just this past week, my mentor was telling me about how most of experiments in nuclear physics right now are actually computer simulations.
Right.
And he was talking about how somebody he knows was hired by a Russian group to write computer simulations for them for their experiments.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's preferable to do a computer simulation than to blow up a section of your nation.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's actually illegal to do that.
Right.
Now.
So how long has this program been going on?
We just finished the first full year. So the first part of the year, we train the teachers to teach the class. And the second part of the year, the teachers teach the class to high school students. So we're just ending their first year.
Are you the only... No, there must be other people in Monte del Sol who are in this. How many kids are in it?
Maybe around 20.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And do you interact with each other? Do you work together on projects?
Yeah, you can pair with different people to do simulations. So our specific teacher, she wants us to pair up for the final project so that way we get a feel of working with other people.
And that's working out?
Yeah. I've usually worked by myself, but I've learned that it's actually beneficial to work with someone else and have their input.
Right. What about you?
Yeah, for the first part of the semester, I mainly worked doing partner programming, pairing up with my friend, and now towards the end of the semester, I'm mainly working by myself. And working by yourself and with someone else, both of those situations have their own advantages and disadvantages.
For example?
You might get into an argument with your programming partner, and you might not be talking, and so a lab might not get turned in, and that could have consequences. Or if you're working alone, you might be stuck on a problem, and you don't know how to fix it. And instead of just asking your partner what they think you could do to fix it, you have to wait until the next class and ask your teacher or a classmate.
Throughout the state, we have 168 students in the program this year.
And how's it going in these other areas?
It's going really well. We have students on Zuni Reservation. We have students in Gallup. The demographics of of our class is really excellent. We have about 74% underrepresented groups and about 23-24% Native Americans in the program. So
we're very
pleased. You know, the program is an NSF grant to Santa Fe Institute. And one of the goals is to increase underrepresented groups.
So that these young people will then have a greater chance to go to college and be successful and all the results that come from that. Well, it is, ladies and gentlemen, Computer Science and Education Week. Is there anything else that you want to let us know about?
If there are any interested teachers, they should try to contact us at Santa Fe Institute. We are right now recruiting for the second cohort year for the program.
And how many years will this go on?
2 years. This is the last year.
And after that, are there hopes to keep it going?
Yes, certainly the teachers who are already trained will be able to continue teaching the class. UNM plans to continue offering the class. It's a dual credit class through UNM. So they get one high school credit and 3 UNM credits at the same time for completing the class successfully.
Excellent. So Maureen Psyla Dombrowski is program coordinator for the New Mexico Computer Science for All program of the Santa Fe Institute. Megan Hill and Desmond Block are at Monte del Sol Charter School. And if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do so?
They can contact me at Santa Fe Institute. My email address is mpd@santafe.edu.
Well, I want to thank you all for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Great to be here.
Thank you.